Hi, welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 135.
And I'm Paul, and joining us this week is Christopher.
Yes, I'm back.
Yeah, you're back because you weren't here last week because you had to walk the dogs, didn't you?
No, I mean I was working nights, so I couldn't get a lift back home.
Oh yeah, you were being a baby and you couldn't be bothered to walk home.
Yeah, which is fair enough, I think.
I could have given him a lift home on the bike, but it would have meant cutting holes in Paul's waste paper bin and putting it on your head.
That's cool, right? Yeah. Just get me another one. There are only a couple of quid down with it. Right, so yeah, this is GamerCast episode 135 for the 12th of October 2008. First thing I'm going to do is give a shout out to Mike. So, hey Mike. Yo, dude. Yeah, whatever. Right, let's actually crack on with our letters. We have no letters this week, so instead... Shut up, dude. I can't be bothered to check the forums to see if anyone posted anything. So instead, I'm just going to play a letter we had a while back.
On an old episode.
This is back when we actually occasionally had audio letters, which you can still send us at feedback@gamercat.net. I don't particularly bother about what format they are, just send them over. I'll sort it out. Ready? Go.
Hello, GamerCast. This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm talking to you live from Sacramento, California. Hey, being this is GamerCast, and you touch upon politics pretty often, I want some of your expert opinions. What do you think about violent video games? Yay! What do you think should be done to secure our children's futures? Yay, yay! Hello, GamerCast.
Right, that's enough. So yeah, Woo, that's the old time sake.
That was a good letter. I remember the days when we actually had audio letters. That was
Oh god, remember these ones from Darth Ura? Ura letter. Let's play this.
Greetings, GamerCast. This is Darth Ura.
That's a crap one. That's
greetings. Hello. I'm Darth Ura, and I'm part of PortalForums.net. First thing I'd like...
Gee, thanks, dude, for the free advertisement. It saves me doing it.
...to mention is the graphics. They're very pretty. That's pretty much all I can say. The first time I...
What game's he on about? Let's close that down before we talk about something we didn't like. Right, what's this? Oh yeah, this is Darth Ura's first letter he sent in.
Welcome to GamerCast. This is my spot.
Your spot? You got some nerve, great. Boy. Oh god. So this actually goes on for flipping hours. This is 6 minutes long.
I'm Darth Ura, and I'm part of Portal 4.
And it gets quieter as it goes on, so you can't actually hear it, right?
Maybe he was pacing and he was walking away from the mic.
Maybe. We've got all these Madden reviews. Madden review, that's Darth Ura as well, isn't it?
Hello, this is Darth Ura again.
Hey, no,
doing Madden 2008. The feature of Madden is the...
Yeah, okay, right. That's the old evil GamerCast folder on my hard drive coming back to life. Right, so we've got a couple of news items. We've obviously had the Tokyo Game Show going on. I take it you've been following it since you're our official Tokyo press man.
Yeah, bits and
bobs. That's a point. I should shut my phone up. So, is there anything, you know, specific, or is it all already covered on the show notes?
I'm still just trying to wade my way through a lot of the content.
Whoa, man, that's just killed everyone's ears. I do apologize.
That's Paul's phone turning itself into airplane mode. Yeah, no, a lot of it is like what we're covering today, but I'm just trying to get through.
Okay, cool, right. First thing, I don't think this was announced at the Tokyo Game Show, so this is just whatever's happened. Fable 2, everyone knows that the co-op was not on the disc, and there was a bit of concern over when it was going to ship. Well, Blind Head have come out and said they're pretty sure it's going to make launch. In fact, it's done. It's, as long as it gets certified and no issues are found by Microsoft, it'll be ready for launch, for download.
Cool.
So that's cool, because Fable 2 is obviously the 24th of October, so that is only like 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just under 2 weeks, week and a half or so.
Yeah. That's a definite looking forward to.
Yeah, it's also for real-time strategy fans. Obviously, BlizzCon, well, and multiplayer, massively online RPG people, BlizzCon has been going on as well. And Blizzard made a couple of major, like, epic super announcements about their epic super quality games, like StarCraft 2. So StarCraft 2 was originally going to be a game called StarCraft 2. Now it is gone. It's replaced by free games, which will be released. Hopefully we'll see the first part towards the end of next year. At least I'd hope that's when Blizzard would want it out for. But then there's going to be about a year or 18 month gap between the next installment and then again for the next installment. So what they're doing is they're breaking the game up into the three campaign modes. So StarCraft 2 would have had a Terran campaign, a Zerg campaign, and a Protoss campaign. Now they're being broken up into separate games. Multiplayer will still work. You'll still be able to access all the factions in multiplayer, so you don't have to worry about that, because obviously just playing Terran would be kind of boring and would defeat the purpose. So the first game is going to be called The Wings of Liberty, and that's going to be the Terran campaign. Heart of the Swarm is going to be the Zerg campaign, and Legacy of the Void is going to be the Protoss campaign. They're going to be released in expansion pack style, but also as standalone games.
It's very similar to what they did with Dawn of War.
And as far as I'm aware, multiplayer will still be unified between them, so the other two will function as add-on packs to that original multiplayer. Yeah.
So for argument's sake, you don't buy the Wings of Thingybob because you're waiting for the one that you're after.
This one.
And I got that one. And I didn't want any of the others. We would still be that compatibility between both games and multiplayer.
Hopefully, yeah.
I'm not sure how, actually,
back up on that, because I'm not sure if it's going to work like that for multiplayer.
I don't think it would, because if you get the first one and then you choose I can't be bothered to play the Zerg, you don't want the second one, and then you get the Protoss one, it can't possibly work, because there'll be extra units, I expect, in both expansions, and you'd need to have the previous ones to carry on.
Well, there's a few things they could do. They could, one, patch the game up so the units are available in game but not selectable by that particular player unless they've got the license to use the other game.
Yeah.
Or the game will default to sort of a minimum mode where it'll just be the raw base of Wings of Liberty.
Yeah, it all depends whether or not there's going to be any extra content. If they basically say, right, what we built for the first one, it'll be the same units, it's just going to be the fact that we're going to make an epic, massive story that you'll play on that campaign that will go all the way through. And any extra content won't be anything for the skirmish, it'll just be for that campaign.
Well, yeah, they've confirmed the other games will probably add units to multiplayer.
Yeah.
So we know that. My first reactions to this was like, what the hell are they doing? Yeah. This is, you know, blatant money-making move.
Yeah, because why not make the campaign shorter and then release two expansions with all three races each time? Isn't it?
Well, the thing is, when you think about it, how Warcraft and StarCraft have been done is the single player is always broken down into species-specific campaigns. So it's a natural breakpoint.
Yeah.
Plus, when you look at the amount of content they said they're still going to deliver, which is 26 to 30 missions per thing, that is a hell of a lot more than Warcraft 3 or StarCraft or anything.
It's being detailed. It's being specific.
So I think what they've wanted to do is they said, yeah, we've got so many ideas that it's worth doing it as separate games. And, you know, as long as it is a lot of content,
yeah,
for £30 and £20 for the expansion packs, maybe, hopefully, that's not too bad. But I mean, as long as it's worth it, I don't care, because let's face it, okay, granted, we would have bought StarCraft 2 for maybe £35 end of next year if it was ready in time, which it wouldn't have been, they've said that, or we could pay, let's say, up to £90 for all three. Does it really matter? Because, yeah, you know, the StarCraft fans are going to buy it regardless. I'm going to buy it. I don't care. Whatever. Yeah. Blizzard, you can have mine. But you have my WoW subscription. I don't, you know, an extra £90 won't make much difference.
Look at Supreme Commander and Dawn of War. Both of those have proved that the expansion packs can be separate entities. You could buy the expansion pack for all of Dawn of War apart from the second one, which did need the first one because it was a true expansion pack in its sense. But the rest of them were just a rehash of the game with a new campaign and new units and two new allies to play as. They've gone one way where if you look at Supreme Commander, they brought an expansion pack that did not need you to own the previous game, yet you couldn't play as any of those.
You could only play as the Seraphim, which is the race they added for multiplayer.
Yeah. So everybody's gone about a different way, and this is just a different way of being able to split the game up in the expansion packs. Instead of making you feel like you're cheated because you got the same thing again, you just got a different shorter story and just an extra few units. It's saying, right, we'll give you a long story, and then later on when you get the next one, you'll be able to play from a different point of view each time.
I mean, that's the thing. They've got a lot of content and ideas they can use for the storyline and really flesh it out more than they would have done if it was only, say, 10 missions for the campaign.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the original StarCraft. But, I mean, it's just going to be a bit disappointing in that I won't be able to play as the Zerg and experience the Zerg storyline until, like, 2010 or 2011.
But you'll still be able to play them in skirmish mode easily by yourself.
I'm willing to wait as long as they do a better job.
Myself, I'm not majorly disappointed because I do find myself getting to the point where I get bored with RTSs very quickly on campaign unless they grab me really quickly. I actually play.
That's why you need a really good in-depth storyline.
Yeah, where this one, I can feel myself being dragged in with a Terran really quickly. Where if I say
Terran,
if I can,
bunch of bloody scum.
Say if I can say
I don't know why they continue to exist when you got the Zerg and a Protoss around. I mean, come on, Gabriel.
If I didn't, I'd be still happy with just playing with the skirmish.
They now have the Tauren Marines.
Oh yes, the Tauren Marines.
Yeah, I must admit, I'm really happy with just playing skirmish on a lot of my RTSs. So
that's the thing. I've never been a huge skirmish fan with StarCraft or Warcraft because AI has been, well, especially Warcraft 3, because in the first couple of releases, the AI was like really powerful.
Yeah, I get you my had ass to get. Ha- I
you had to get your build order perfect, or else you were dead inside of 4 minutes.
I normally,
and that is, you know, that's all right for competitive gamers in Korea where they play it 20 hours a day, but for people who just, you know, a couple of hours a week,
I get killed all the time. I actually do really well when I'm playing Warcraft 3. I can near enough build this whole great thing. It looks like I'm doing good, and then the goblins come in, and I'm like, oh, and then there's more, and then the orcs come in, and I'm like, oh, for Christ's sake, just leave me alone for 5 minutes. I'm nearly there, and then I'm fighting on my doorstep constantly, and from the doorstep backwards, the battle continues.
I mean, StarCraft was similar, but the StarCraft thing, you know, it did have an easy option.
Yeah.
They had to add an easy option in WoW, in Warcraft 3, because it was so hard.
Yeah. But, no, looking forward to that. So when's it due release now that
There's no official date. I mean, everyone expects it to be the end of next year for Wings of Liberty.
Yeah, so this is a decision that they've made. I imagine there's some effort going into the fact that now they're having to undo the original idea of having them all together and realign it as separate entities. I imagine there's work going into that.
That's easy to do in the space of a year. That's no problem. It's really just finishing it off, adding more stuff to the Terran campaign and shipping out. Because I'd imagine all the grunt work is... all the low-level stuff is finished. It's just polishing it up.
And I imagine a lot of the because of the fact that this decision is made now, at this time period, I wouldn't be surprised that anything that's been created for the next two campaigns, probably 30% of each one is probably completed already. So they've done the benchwork for that as well. So I imagine that's what they're thinking. We've taken this long to get to the first one, but when you go in, there will be that just a year to wait for each one till completion, so...
No,
not bad.
Interesting, because it doesn't happen very often that a game gets split up like this.
It's a different way of doing it, for sure. It's risky, but I think Blizzard have got the backing.
It is risky, and I mean, you saw what my message was in this live messenger. I was like, you.
Yeah,
I was calling for blood.
It was enough to make me call an MSN and actually ask, what have they done?
But, you know, when I thought about it more, read more of what they said about really fleshing the story out, you know.
Yeah, there's a reason. It's not like a fix. It's kind of like we backed ourselves into a corner. We came up with this decision. It sounds risky, but it also sounds very cool for us to be able to flesh out the storyline and give a better game.
Because
give it a try.
Like I said, there's a lot of things they can go in. The whole, you know, James Raynor, you know, he's a cool man.
Well, come on, you go to...
We like to find out more about that scumbag, because the Zerg would have, in real life, would have killed him straight away.
all you got to do is go to a BlizzCon and you'll see the amount of people there that are there.
The amount of fanboys.
StarCraft alone.
Are you releasing StarCraft this year? What about this year? What about that's what they've done for the last 10 years. What about StarCraft?
People will wait, people will play it, and StarCraft 2 will end up taking over from StarCraft 1.
I just hope they have an ability to zoom out like Supreme Commander. I mean, you know, it will really go against the whole StarCraft feel, because StarCraft 2 is, you know, it does look like StarCraft, but, you know, let's do it. Because I don't like scrolling random map anymore.
Yeah, after playing Supreme Commander, I like the whole being able to come out and have...
Because you flick out, you flick back in with the mouse wheel. It's, you know, nice, simple.
It feels kind of like you're...
Even my dad understands it.
It feels more like...
He understands that he zooms out and zooms in.
It's like a satellite.
He doesn't understand that there's a little map down in the corner and you can only see a little bit of the battlefield at a time.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand it. It's just not in his brain. That's why he always loses at RTS, because he just thinks what's on the screen is everything in the world. And it's like, whoa, man. So, yeah.
That'd be cool.
I like zooming in and out. Hopefully they'll have that. I doubt they will, because... But, yeah, let's start the campaign for this. We demand, because Blizzard are doing this to my game, that they have to have the zoomy thing.
Yeah, we want the zoomy thing.
Yeah, just, you've got an extra, you know, time to work on it. Zoom it. Zoom. Otherwise, I just get onto Chris Taylor and say, look, dude, make a StarCraft clone, will you? Out of Supreme Commander. Cheers, mate. Because we're like with that with the games industry now. We've got connections, as Mike would say.
Underground. Right, what's next?
There might be something else I want to say.
No, go for it.
But I'm not sure what it is now.
What I would like to see is if during the process of StarCraft 2 that they look at the aspect of
that was it.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, the Terrans were going to have like hero units, but then they were going to have something like different for the Zerg, and there's lots of like weird different sort of gameplay mechanics they'd have for each side. So, because the thing with Warcraft 3 is everyone had hero units, but the Zerg are apparently going to have something a bit different.
That'd be interesting.
They were going to have a Sarah Kerrigan unit, which they have to like protect or something, and it, you know, I don't know, does that.
Do you know what I think?
What?
I think they're buffing up the storyline for the release of World of StarCraft.
That'd be good. I mean, you know, give it 5-6 years. World of StarCraft.
Yeah, and I think that's
I
want to
play
planning.
As Zerg. Yeah. Oh my God. No. They screw up the Zerg storyline if they do that, because then they break down the, you know, the hive mentality of the Zerg. Well, they've already ruined that, because they've got flipping stupid Sarah Kerrigan in charge of the Zerg, and it's like, what the hell, how can you be in charge of the Swarm?
To be honest, I think it would be,
I find that offensive. Undo the damage that Brood War gave us.
I think
rebuild the Overmind.
I think it would be quite good if they came
the
out
the Overmind, dude,
if they came out and said, right, we're going to release World of StarCraft. But maybe not call it World of StarCraft, but that's what we'll call it.
No, they call it Universe. They call it Galaxy of StarCraft.
And then release that, and then slow down the patches on WoW, and say, right, we're allowing you to play this, and maybe jump across accounts to allow people to...
I can transfer a Zinedown into StarCraft. Yeah!
No, I mean...
You can imagine a knight elf going up to this Protoss dude and going, smack! In your face, noob. Your magic giant spaceships are no match for my two-handed battle axe with plus 35 agility. You're going down.
I can just see now I'm flying in on a fighter with an elf on the back with a big axe with a little crane device on the bottom with his cat attached to the bottom going
screw that.
Attacking all the ground units.
I've got it. The Murlocs get integrated into the Swarm.
They are the Swarm. They're a verb. The Swarm is the evolution of the Murlocs.
Zerglings, they're a lower quality now. We have Murloc Warriors.
No, what I was thinking is not the actual account. So they merge the account so you can start playing across payments. And then,
are you sure you wish to transfer Dinadal into Ire?
And then... pretty much bring World of Warcraft to a stop and say, right, it'll stay like this for a set time period. But
stay like this until we ship World of Warcraft 2.
And then bring out World of Warcraft 2, so all those players can, like, oh, we can carry on playing, but we can't go any further, the game's not going to expand, that's it. But, oh, because we're paying for it, we can jump across, we buy the game, we share
that, that is a
payment,
really good idea, having a Blizzard account rather than a
then
WoW
you could play,
account.
Then people would be like, well, I'm starting to get bored now, oh yeah, I can just buy the game, well, it's £15 now, go out and buy that, because it's been out for a couple of months. I don't have to pay for anything because I'm still using my same subscription for World of Warcraft and start playing through StarCraft. At the same time, the guys don't have to do anything.
At the same time, the arena goes open and a Protoss dude comes out and kills King Libs.
But then they could do like an update.
And then Falcor gets parachuted
behind enemy lines.
And then Falcor gets parachuted into the Terran Confederacy and he starts causing trouble.
But yeah, to go in for like a graphical update of WoW.
That's
then,
what they're doing.
And then do a reset and
stuff.
That's
what they're doing with WoW. They are doing a graphical update with Lich King. Mm. For example, they're buffing the shadows and the view distance and things like that.
Yeah.
In normal WoW,
I don't
not
think
just Lich King.
I don't think they'll ever do like what they did with EverQuest, where they just made a new one. Or like...
The thing
online,
is, starting
a
new game from the ground up is a hell of a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then you'd end up with, like, the classic WoW people bitching because all the new game's getting all the stuff that they want, and then they have a huge... So if, I think, yeah, a mod, you know, start the beta for World of Warcraft 2, get World of StarCraft online, have one Blizzard account, because I wouldn't mind paying...
Yeah,
because I would not pay for World of Warcraft and World of StarCraft. I would pay for one or the other.
I would.
But having that extra ability, even though WoW is now deprecated, you know, it's
I would
still,
quite happily pay
still with it, man.
The Sony prices, where they charge you £14 or down to £12, depending on how much you buy. If you buy, I paid £12 when I paid Star Wars because I used to pay it half a year at a time while I was at uni.
Half a year at a time.
But you,
that's what you're spending your student loan. I want galaxies.
No, it's where I spent my money from working a game at Christmas.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that's what you spent my taxes on.
But, you paid a little bit more and you got an account that allowed you to play Matrix Online, Galaxies, all the EverQuests and all the other ones that they do. But if you had something for Blizzard that would allow you to do that...
Yeah, the Blizzard Epic Win Package. A lifetime membership to all our massively multiplayer online RPGs. Only £100,000 or awarded to the top arena team. That'd be good. We'd have to be the top arena team then, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Hey, dude. We're our arena team's actually good.
Yeah?
Yeah. We've got the right combination.
You're still in 2x2 or you're...
5v5.
You're in 5v5.
And we got a rating of...
Our rating is now 1580. The objective for this week is to get it to 1600 because then I will have enough points for the Season 4 Brutal Chess Play. Which will make me even more epic. I've now got my epic tabard as well, of course.
Does it say epic across the front?
No, it says, Adam is going to die slowly and painfully in StarCraft 2. And then on the back it says, my alt is a Murloc. No, it's just got this like weird, you know, design on it with like a skull and a dude. And but it's epic, when all other like tabards are like... Well, the Olympic tower they did was blue quality, but this is epic. So, you know, you have some noob like having checking me out, and he comes across my epic tabard, and I have so many people asking me, oh my god, where did you get that? And it is, of course, a secret, isn't it, Chris?
Yes. But we can't tell you.
Until
we actually killed the final boss of...
Yes, we did the final boss of some huge raid. We soloed him.
Yes.
Because we're so powerful. Right.
Sweet.
Why are we talking about World of Warcraft?
I don't know, we've still got...
Let's talk about Little Big Planet.
Right, Little Big Planet. Actually, it was your girlfriend's fault for me liking this, with her going on about it before.
You what? I'm the one who showed you it.
Yeah, because she was going on about it, and you went, this is what she's been going on about, and I looked at it, and it's always been
stuck in my mind.
The game with the oranges and the football, and I forgot what it was called, and it wasn't until I was... going through the
he's so impressed with his game he can't remember the name of it.
No, it was just something that stuck in my head. It was like, it'll be out on the PlayStation 3. Didn't own a PlayStation 3, never gave it a second thought. And obviously
that was it. I showed you the game, you were going on about how amazing it looked, and then I told you it was PS3 and suddenly it was shit.
But yeah, obviously I've got a PS3 now, but bumped into
a
trailer.
We had so many faulty PS3s come back today. It's ridiculous.
Oh, still the 80 gig ones. Yeah, I think they got a real issue with that series. But yeah, it was...
It's a shame you can only get the 80s now as well, yeah. Oh, geez, PS3 people.
Trailer for Little Big Planet came out, looked at it, I was like, yeah, that's that game again. So I had another look into it, and noticed on a lot of the websites that if you pre-order from different places, you get...
different stuff.
Different content to take them... So your character looks like something from another game. They have done a take the piss out of... what's that? Killzone. They've made one of their trailers look like the Killzone 2 trailer, and then it jumps in with some music that I listen to, and then because you... What they've done is, you know, like when you're playing WoW, you can emote people so that you can wave at them and smile, and some games allow you to bitch. Like, City Heroes had this good thing where you could do an emote that would make it look like you've just been hit, then another emote would make it look like you slapped someone. So you could go up to someone and go slap, and then they go, oh! And move their head out of the way. What they've done is all of the emote is done off the analog sticks.
Dude, so I don't like your new age jargon, emote. Don't say that. Say a thing that you do in the game.
Yeah, to make them look emotional. So you can change the facial expressions, and you can move their hands around and wave, and then if you flick them, you can actually, like, say we're all in Little Big Planet, we've just done this thing, and Chris screwed something up, and something landed on my head, and I got jammed on the wrong
face
side of the
palm.
Football. As soon as I get out, I was like, dude, I'm like, ugh, and then I just go, whoosh, bitch slap him, and he would go flying across the screen and land in a load of rubble.
That sounds like so much fun, having Final Claw come along and bitch slap everyone.
But,
my name's Hans, when are we going to Champions Hall? Smack!
The type of game it is, it... I got a slight vibe that it's running on.
I've got a slight vibe that it's not as good as what it. They've tried to make it a bit too stylish, shall we say?
Yeah.
And they're spending too much time on that rather than on core gameplay mechanics.
They seem to be going in the same direction.
What they need to do is hire me, put it to Xbox 360, and I will make it good.
They're
£200,000. I'll sort it out.
It seems like it's going in the same direction.
Tell you what, I'll even pay for a decent mic. That's what I was thinking.
The creative thing. Now, I've seen what you can do with it, and it actually seems better than what Spore's, because Spore's kind of like the whole...
Dude, anything's better than Spore.
You do it, and we do it for you automatically, and we'll share the content.
It was the biggest disappointment in the world.
This is not share content, because one thing they got on here is, like, stickers. So you could...
Stickers, so you can stick stuff on your stuff.
Yeah, and you can make a... Like, one guy had... a sticker of Crayola crane screwed around in like circles.
Do they have a license for that?
And he was sticking it.
Crayola is very protective over their IP.
Well, it wasn't a Crayola crane, it was a crayon of some kind. And he was sticking it down to make
it
look
like
grass.
Isn't that their trademark though?
Yeah, I'm saying it, not them.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah. You can contact Adam at www.adamcluffs. What is it?
I'm not telling you now.
Fine, I
have two email accounts.
AdamClough at me.com. Yeah, just... Yeah, it's him.
Send the complaints.
I do not want a stupid pen company chasing after me.
I'm advertising Crayola Crayon.
You're not. You're abusing their trademark.
But anyway, you can take pictures with the with the camera that they've got for it, or you can just take one on your PC, scan something in, and then transfer it across to your PS3. You can make all this weird content, and anything that you collect in the level to make a new level, you can stick to yourself, make different costumes and stuff like that. But the levels, you can design them however you want, and then you upload
them. Yeah, that's
them.
The trouble, because I'll tell you what would happen. I would just design a level where you start, and then the finish is next to the start, and yeah, I'll complete the game.
But the cool thing is, you post them online onto the service thing, but it's kind of like YouTube, where everybody gets to post their own thing on, but everybody can rank you.
The trouble with that is though, 99% of everything on there will be shit.
And then
we saw it with Buzz.
Yeah.
Where all the quizzes were crap, they had questions wrong, and it was just a giant disaster. Because what you know, people think, oh yeah, everyone can post their opinions on the internet. We're going off on a tangent now. Tangent time. You know, everyone's got a blog and all that, but what I think you need is editors who pick content from different sources which they found and which is really good. Mm. And then you subscribe. Instead of subscribing to individual blogs, you subscribe to these editors who filter out all the best content.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you need now. And that's what I think future newspapers are going to be like. They're going to borrow my material, mash it with someone else's material, and print it. And I get cut 5%.
This does look quite interesting. Way, like I said, like Spore in the fact
7% now because Adam's being rude. Right, okay. 7.9.
It
12.3.
Shut up.
15.9.
It seems a bit like where you could, like you said, it could easily enough flop. You're gonna end up with loads of crap.
You're gonna end up loads of shit in there. That's what's gonna happen.
But the way that I've seen the way that you can actually create the environments, it seems so unique and easy to do. But unlike Spore, where they were like, oh, it's easy, just stretch this out, click it. And we played Spore, and it was quite easy to make a tank.
It was easy, but there was just no point to it, to be honest.
Yeah, and that was the point.
I was like, yeah, that's cool, but this isn't fun. This is boring.
It got to the point where it felt like the
look, I've made the Battlestar Galactica, now I'm bored.
Yeah. Where this one, it's more in the sense of, it's a level, but you can program something to do something with a button. When your character jumps on it, it does something. You can have a giant skateboard and have a ramp going down and launch them onto something else. And it is basically a 2D platform that you can play together and a puzzle-solving thing. But you can make your own one up and then let other people have it and then get someone else's
puzzle. Remake Lemmings, that's all we need.
I quite like the idea of it. And also the fact it looks
idea of it. I'm the one who showed you it. I'm the one who thought it was really good.
I can see that you could. A lot of people are going to be.
But
doing the
Xbox 360 is Fable, Fallout, Gears, other stuff, etc.
Spider-Man.
What? Spider-Man is the same sentence as Gears of War 2. Adam, no.
It's Spidey.
I don't care if it's a man who thinks he's a spider. He is not a Spider-Man. He is a nut in funny clothes.
And they're not latex.
No, just paint it on. It's really. Really bad, dude. Just don't go there.
The marker pen, drawing on the lines. I need a ruler.
Achoo! Nerds! I've ruined my costume.
I am looking forward to this. I think I might be.
I'm just doing the very delicate armor now. Achoo! Oh my god! I've ruined my spider outfit!
But as we know, like with what Halo got used for
Halo.
Red versus Blue. And then loads of people have dumped content on YouTube from WoW and using the emotion system for being able to make gestures.
Like the upcoming video featuring Dragonstar, Dinendal, and of course the lower noobs, Kane Lives and Valgol. Where it takes place in the Nagrand Arena. And they're discussing strategy for the first minute. And then the door opens and then Dinendal smacks them and they're dead. It'll be really funny when you see it, trust me.
Can I just play... Can my character play Drunken Dwarf in the corner?
No, because your arena mode will be on and we will kill you as well. Dude, in the arena, everything's, you know... I don't care if you're drunk or not, or if you're a dwarf or not. You go down.
I was talking about in the corner in the pub where you're discussing...
In the corner...
Where you're discussing your tactics
dude,
before
you
the match.
No, because the door's shut. You're not allowed in there. Arena participants only.
That's why I meant you do it in the pub beforehand.
No, because it's actually as the arena things. Otherwise, you'd have to have a break where, you know, and the door opening for the arena is a better break than them going to the arena from the pub.
Yeah.
That's the trouble. You're such a PS3 fanboy. You don't think in funny terms like me.
No.
Your PS3 has corrupted your brain. We must purge you of this.
But yeah, Little Big Planet out on the 24th. Looks quite good.
24th of what? This month?
Yeah, this month.
Oh, cool. I may have to turn on a PlayStation 3 at work and play it for about 5 minutes before I get bored.
Or see what Catherine does with her. So I'm presuming she's going to be buying it.
She's got World of War. We've got to get two of our dudes to level 60 by the something of November. So it's no time for Little Big Planet or Fable or anything. It's hardcore WoW.
Yeah, I need to get back.
And then it'll be hardcore WoW to get to level 80. So it's no matter what,
you'll
it's hardcore
level
WoW.
70 first, or Catherine.
Well, yeah, but level 80 as well. Whatever. Dim will get to 80 no problem because I'll just do a quest, and that'll be it. A few times over times 100 quest 100 times plus 2,000 times 5 dungeons plus 6 more.
Okay.
Plus daily PvPs. Anyway, let's talk a bit about Skate 2.
Yeah, Skate 2, mentioned it a couple of times. I've had
Skate is this skateboarding game done by Electronic Arts, I believe.
Yeah. Probably one of the best skateboarding games out for the fact of the realism of the game. Have you got my email? So I have my notes on the email, just to remind me of what I was going
to do. You want me to open your email?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Right, show notes. First, Little Big Planet, spelt wrong. Skate 2, get off board, move the environment, kickboard, off it, tricks, goes to pop, and if hit curb, you can run it out.
Yep.
Dude, put some punctuation in there.
I did start putting punctuation, but I ran out afterwards.
Bet them ups on way with Street Fighter 4 and Tekken 6, all multi-format. Dude,
I'm trying to write quick, so
did you do that CV?
I'll be up in a mo.
I'll be up in a mo, yeah. Did you? Is that CV from you?
No, because the handwriting's too nice.
I am writing to say that I would like to work for you because I play on game from your company and buy your game.
They just sell them. It doesn't mean anything. And you got rid of the email.
Oh, for God's sake, Adam.
Right, so, Skate 2.
I listed all the stuff. Remember, you wrote it only like 10 minutes ago.
Right, so yeah, getting off the board.
You can get off the board now.
Yeah, getting off the board. But
couldn't you do that before?
No.
You couldn't get off the board before?
No.
So basically, the first one was sucked and had an obvious feature missing.
Yeah, because
right.
Because of the realism, you got to a point where you were stuck and you would have to go all the way around the long way, which you didn't seem that realistic because of the fact that you couldn't get up the steps or so on and so forth. So they're allowed to get off the board, but as well as getting off the board, you have the ability to climb up ladders, you can get up onto a roof. So if you found this area with a really cool swimming pool, you could jump up off a wall, climb onto the top of someone's house, jump off the house and land on your skateboard and zip down.
And break your ankle in the process.
Most likely.
Wow, so they've got realistic like bone fractures and stuff in the game as well?
No, you still have that ability where you fall over and then it comes up and tells you what you broke.
Does it show like the bone poking out and stuff?
No.
Does it show you're in hospital?
Help me, help me. I'm wasting the taxpayers' money by doing these stupid stunts and getting myself hurt.
What this also has done is instead of just being a simple...
I don't pay taxes because I'm in university and I spend my time on the skateboard.
Can I finish? Shut up. No, shut up.
You have to
shut,
say it right.
Shut.
Shut, noob.
Shut. So basically, this adds to an advantage with the fact of being able to do foot plants, where you put one foot down on something as you're going over it. One-footed grinds, one-footed grabs. Also allows for hand plants. You can also run along, jump onto your skateboard, jump off something onto your skateboard. If you lose your skateboard, you can run after it and jump on it while it's riding along. Because of the ability to get off your skateboard, it's also meant that before, if you fell over and you hit something, it would stay put. Now, if you fall over and hit a barrel, the barrel will roll away.
Oh no, I dropped my car.
Now it means, because you can get off the skateboard...
There's realistic barrel physics. Do a barrel roll!
Not only that, you could get off the you could get off the skateboard and move the barrel...
And do a barrel roll.
Move the barrel somewhere else, or move like a barrier that you wanted to grind across, or a park bench. And park benching where you want it, like one of those ones you have at school sort of thing, picnic bench. You could drag it somewhere...
Dude, if we did that at my school, we'd be getting flipping beaten.
So you can rearrange the environment for a better line
in
skateboarding.
I'm locking it with my 70.
One other aspect for it was the whole falling off the skateboard when you come to an end. Because of the fact they made it realistic with curbs, you have to ollie up every curb like you would in real life.
No, you can just ride straight into it. And then go, wee!
They did this thing where they
smack.
The developers have nicknamed it sniper mode. When you hit the curve,
dude, now we're getting somewhere.
Your character looks like he's been shot in the head because he just collapses onto the floor. Where when I'm skateboarding, if I clip a curb, I don't just fall flat on my face and go, and then fold over a lamppost and kind of like, I can't move.
No, you're just like this. Oh my god. Ow!
But
I think I hurt myself.
normally if you hit a stone, you come off your skateboard. You keep on going, the skateboard stops, and you're just going to a run when you hit the ground.
Whee!
So what they've done is now, unless you hit something at high speed, if you hit a curb or you muck something up, you will run, and you can go back and get your skateboard. If the skateboard's rolling along, you can run up to it, jump on it, and then carry on, like you would in real skateboarding.
I wouldn't know.
One of the other cool aspects, which I do like, is because of the physics with the surrounding pedestrians who are always in your way and don't want to move because, as far as they're concerned, they're ignoring the fact of your presence. Like in real life, you're trying to go somewhere and this guy keeps
you skateboarding down the street in real life and then you're bitching at everyone else because they're in your way.
Yeah, some guy Adam. Just keeps walking back. You're stood there, you're waiting to grind a rail, and this pedestrian just walks right in front of you.
Look, dude! Look, old man! I'm trying to grind this rail! Get out of my way!
But in the previous...
Dude, that's not acceptable behavior.
In the previous game, if you hit one, they'd fall over and they'd scream at you.
And then call the police.
If the security were there, they'd pull you away and you get fined and stuff like that.
This dude with a Superman t-shirt just ran me over on his skateboard.
But the other thing is, if you're going up to do something and you're like going to try and grind this rail and you've jumped up over the set steps, if you know you're not going to make it and you muck it up, you just end up falling on the rail and you slide down it. One of the things you can do now is what you can in real skateboarding is bailing, where you kick the board out from underneath you and you go automatically to wanting to land on your feet. But you can push the skateboard anywhere you want. It's not like a button, it's like, oh, the skateboard just flings off like it's an ejector seat. You can actually, you do like a reverse kickflip and you do kick it away from you. And they said, we have found that it is possible to jump downstairs and then kick the skateboard into the back of pedestrians' heads and knock them flying with the physics engine. Or two other skateboarders.
Dude, seriously. A skateboard kicked in the back of somebody's head would do a lot of damage.
Yeah. Thank God they're not real people.
You better hope they're not. You better hope this is not the Matrix.
But,
else you might get Morpheus in here. Are you able to pick the skateboard up and beat people up with it as well?
Are you able to sit on your skateboard and just like move it along? Like
that's about my level.
When you first start skateboarding.
Actually, in the previous game, because of some of the tricks you could do while you're going along, the main triggers on the Xbox were for right-handed and left-handed grabs because you would always go either side of the skateboard. Now, as you're going along, obviously you have to be in the air to grab the board, but the game didn't say you weren't allowed to continue those movements while you weren't in the board. So if you're going along and you use the right grab, all you do is you land over and hold onto the skateboard.
Dude, I don't think I could do that. Can I sit down on
the
board?
So what you can do is you can grab hold of the board and kneel down holding onto both ends of the board. And if you push the B button, you slide onto your bum and you lay down on the skateboard and you go really fast and it's like doing the luge and you can't do anything and you twitch and the board just goes like this. Because you've actually got your ass on it, you've got more weight leaning on the trucks when you go left and right and you twitch. You're like, you're straight into the back of a taxi. Or it hits a curb and the board goes out and you just go on your ass and you just like, and you, the physics engine kicks in and you're sliding along on your ass. And, there's the lamppost again, let's hug it. So they already had that in the previous game, so I imagine being able to just sit down on the board again will be there, because you can do it as a trick where you jump up and do a massive air and it's called a coffin. You lay on the board really quickly.
And then stay on it. Then when you land, you break your back.
No, sorry. The same. If you do the same trick where you're laying down, it's called the coffin, where you lay down to do the luge. When you do the same trick in the air, because you can't do that in the air because you never get the board back underneath, I think it's called the Holy Christ or something like that. And it basically, you stand like that and you do the Christ figure with the skateboard in one hand, and then you bring the board back underneath you. You have to get really big air, otherwise there's no
timing.
Yeah,
you do have to get big air, like for example, off of a cliff. Otherwise, you won't have time to do all this.
But yeah, it's starting to look a lot better for a skateboarding game about that realism.
Yeah,
being
we can
able
tell
to
you're excited.
Move stuff around,
climb up stuff. Adam is very animated today.
Yeah, I'm animated. You can climb stuff and jump off it.
Right, let's move on to more reasonable games now, such as Halo 3 Recon.
Yep, saw the trailer for this.
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
It looks absolutely
amazing.
Where's
the trailer?
I watched the trailer off the...
YouTube?
I watched it off the Xbox Live system, but you probably can get on the internet. I did see it on IGN.
I'll just hit Xbox.com. It's got to be on here.
Looks absolutely amazing. It looks like it's based back on Earth while all the other stuff's going on through Halo.
Whoa. It is based on Earth. It's set before the events of Halo 3. You play an ODST.
Mm.
Oh my god, look at all this crazy new thing on Xbox.com. Where are the videos? This is their new Wii offensive. Right. Yeah, carry on.
Trailer looks nice. Obviously, it's not in-game. It's like their standard trailers where it's a CG thing. It's a campaign and also multiplayer as well. So it is like
having... I'm just going on flipping YouTube.
It is like an intermediate between Halo 3 and Halo 4, which is quite nice.
Here we go. Here's a trailer.
Have you noticed that some trailers and things on... there you go. Yeah, the high quality thing.
Oh yeah, that's been on there for months.
I like that.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Ow! I think I hurt myself. Blah blah blah, blah blah blah. This has got a lot of interesting sound for our listeners.
Yeah.
Funny noises.
Looks like they're going to be putting some serious effort in, because it looks like it's coming out fall 2009, so a while to wait.
Oh yeah, it's going to be more of an expansion pack.
Yeah.
Than a full standalone game.
Where I'm assuming.
It will be a standalone game, but it's more expansion pack size than, you know.
Yeah, and also when we say expansion pack, because it'll be using the Halo 3 engine, it'll just be a new game based on.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, it even has Halo 3 in the title, so.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's Halo 4. You're not playing as Master Chief. You're playing as an ODST, which is one of the drop dudes who can.
And on the trailer, it quickly throws in new hero, new campaign, new multiplayer. So it's a whole new standalone game, but we're not expecting anything as epic as normal Halo content. It's same story from a different perspective, slightly time framed out. And I'm curious to see if it's going to be different. Well, it's going to be first person shooter, obviously, I hope, or maybe not.
You'll be first person.
It's going it's to be the same. Is the tactics going to be different? You're not a guy in.
You're not a massive half ton super soldier running around. You have to, you know. In the Halo universe, a human being does not stand toe to toe with a goddamn elite or a brute.
Yeah.
Because you are dead.
So it's going to be.
Dead, dude. Dead.
Different tactics.
You might be able to take on a grunt if you're lucky and you can get a couple of grenades out. Otherwise, you're dead. Because a grunt will kill you.
I think the good thing about it, the aspect of where you are, you're probably not going to come across the flood. I think I'm going to like that a bit better, because Flood are cool, but it gets annoying when you bump into them.
Yes, they are cool, because you have to swap all your damn weapons over from the high-velocity things to goddamn shotguns and things, and it's a pain in the backside.
You're going to be running over to the same bad guys in a different perspective, because you're human, you're not the Master Chief, they're going to be harder.
It would really change how the gameplay works. So instead of you going in there taking on a group of two elites...
You're going to be sneaking around, sniping people out.
It's going to be a lot more... I don't think Blizzard would want to call it tactical, but I'd imagine it's going to be Bungie.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot more slower paced, maybe.
Hence the reason of Recon being in the name. You know, it's going to be looking at kind of like... games like Ghost Recon and stuff like that. You're not going to be going in toe-to-toe with large groups of bad guys.
But saying that, it's also not going to be a stealth game like Splinter Cell. It's still going to be an action game.
No, it's going to be an action game,
but more...
It's just going to
be slower paced, more
first person,
tactical.
More first-person cloak and dagger sort of thing, going in, not running in straight away. And there were some elements of that in Halo 3 at some points where you weren't going to go in toe-to-toe and you had the choice to go around the edge and just take people out quickly and then go in full whack. So it's going to be curious of how this is going to play out. So that's something to look forward to. And obviously, Bungie have been
released. It's done by Bungie. It's not done by somebody else like Peter Jackson or whatever.
Yeah.
It's Bungie themselves. Although I'd imagine it's not the whole of Bungie doing this.
No.
Because I think the whole of Bungie could get it done faster than in 2 years.
Yeah. So...
Hopefully it'll be running at 720p and not 6 whatever it was upscaled.
Yeah,
that's the only demand I really have. So that'd be cool. Maybe I would have finished Halo 3 cooperative with Catherine by the time that comes out. Right, let's talk a bit about beat 'em ups, because Adam wants to beat people up.
Yep, just checked out some of the latest in-game footage and
Tekken 6 multi-format in your face, Sony fanboys.
So now you'll be able to get hold of two of the top beat 'em up games. Tekken 6 and the new acclaimed
Street Fighter hasn't been top for 20 years.
It is big in the arcades, and there's a lot of
the arcades fans. Is not my front room.
No, it's not. As far as the gaming people are concerned, it's not up there because there hasn't been a major release. Street Fighter 3 wasn't majorly big. Everyone still likes classic Street Fighter 2.
I do. I'm a Mortal Kombat fan.
So, well, I've got something for you as well, which I left off.
All the new Mortal Kombat games stuff.
But yeah, Street Fighter 4...
Mortal Kombat 2, Mega Drive, enough said.
Street Fighter 4 is looking a lot better, a lot smoother graphics.
What do you mean by... I people say this all the time, smoother graphics. What does it mean, smooth graphics? What are they talking about, the frame rate?
So
in other words, you're saying the frame rate is not shit by saying it's smooth.
I would say more on the graph...
Or smooth as in they've blurred it all, so there's
animation.
No detail anywhere?
The animation. It's a lot smoother animation with the way that they've designed for the keyframe
animation.
Good, because
the animation is the biggest weakness of all games at the moment.
Yeah, definitely.
It's in your court, dude.
Yeah.
Sort them out.
Definitely.
Get in there with your Transformer and sort them out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I
animated a Transformer like walking. But obviously that wouldn't be appropriate for Street Fighter, so you better work on your human animation a bit.
Yeah.
Because Street Fighter with Transformers would be a major
weird thing.
Court battle as well.
Yeah.
Dude, you're using RIP. Surely, our animator can only do Transformers.
G.I. Joe versus Transformers, now that'd be something different.
Dude, the Transformer would win, it's a robot. Dude, it's a 20 ton robot. It's gonna win.
There is a Transformer G.I. Joe comic that's been running for ages where they mix the both.
Yeah, I'm not up with the comic thing, really,
it's
to
weird.
Be honest.
But yeah, so Street Fighter 4 looking quite good. It's out on Xbox and PS3.
Batman versus Superman was the last I... Batman 1.
Don't go there.
In your face.
Batman 1.
He got out the rock, which kills Superman, didn't he?
Here
you go. You're so super, you get killed by a rock.
Tekken 6.
The Kryptonite, whatever it is.
I must admit, with the
upgrade. Not a Tekken fan, so I'm not particularly bothered.
I'm a big Tekken fan. From what I've seen, it just seems like another one. It doesn't. I've got to look into a bit more of what new upgrades have been there, but it is just another Tekken as it is. I got hold of Tekken 5 Dark Resurrection or whatever it's called, the online version for PS3, and that is really nice graphical upgrade for PS3, but it's still PlayStation 2 look. So I'd have to compare it with number 5 when it comes out. Hopefully it will look a lot better. And I'm hoping that for some difference, because there's kind of a major upgrade on 4. There really was a big upgrade. But as soon as you went to 5, not much change, only a few new characters. 6 seems like the same characters again, and maybe one or two actually new ones. So it just feels like...
Were you getting a graphics upgrade?
I do believe it's a new engine, but from the looks of it, it didn't seem majorly up. The thing is, though, it was second-hand video footage, so it was a camera in front of a screen sort of thing. Have to wait. But talking about Mortal Kombat, the new Mortal Kombat...
Let me put this on the show notes.
Yeah.
Which Mortal Kombat is this?
It is a versus Mortal Kombat, so it's got no number. It's Mortal Kombat versus...
How are they spelling it? VS or versus?
VS.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat versus Virtua Tennis.
DC Universe.
DC Universe.
So you play the game from both aspects of it. So,
yeah. Mortal Kombat 2, that's where it's at.
It gives you... I must admit, I'm kind of unsure about it. I've seen some trailers for it, and supposedly you're playing from either aspect. So when you're playing from the Mortal Kombat, you're looking at the DC Universe as the invaders, and when you're playing from DC Universe, you're looking at these people coming from another realm coming through to you, and they're...
Realm? Do these people play World of Warcraft by any chance? Yes.
Liu Kang is
level 60. He's only got blue gear, but he's level 60.
That's the thing, is the whole thing was about different realms with Mortal Kombat. That's where all the fighters came from, different realms to fight for their ability to keep their realm to themselves and not allow it to be taken over by the weird King Gold.
Xing Sung, whatever his name is.
But this means that you'd be able to...
Bloke from Hong Kong, number 5.
You know, we could have a battle and you could be... What's your favourite Mortal Kombat character?
Toss up between Sub-Zero and Liu Kang.
Okay, Sub-Zero. We could have a battle in this game and it could be Sub-Zero versus Batman. Sub-Zero versus The Flash. Sub-Zero versus Superman.
Yeah.
That's what I said. It might be quite good. I think I like about it.
The thing is, a lot of fighting games now, you have lots of characters from lots of different things and they all fight.
Yeah.
You know, it's the way things are going. We've got SmackDown versus Raw. No doubt next year we're going to have SmackDown versus Raw versus TNA Impact too. And, you know.
Yeah.
We're going to have the TNA Impact dudes merge with the SmackDown guys, and then the Raw dudes are going to merge with Halo Recon, and we're going to have Halo Wrestling.
The way I'm
the Master Chief,
it,
whoever's got him on his on their team wins.
Then, yeah, it's a guarantee.
What about Yoda?
Dude, I don't care about Star Wars.
Yoda.
But yeah, the way I'm looking at it is there's enough content of characters in there that you could look at this...
Wait, hang on a minute. What was the film where Yoda suddenly became young again and could jump around like a lunatic?
That was Clone Wars, where
Clone
he...
Wars, right. Yeah. We have this stupid little gremlin thing, which everyone thinks is a really old little gremlin, and then it's suddenly jumping around like a loony. George Lucas, you suck. He should have been using force or something, not jumping around like a... How can he jump around so fast? He's black out.
The Jedi.
My mate has got a poster. He didn't have it anymore, but he had a poster of Yoda.
I'm tempted to go,
and
no!
It was the best adaptation painting of what Yoda would look like fighting. Basically, he just grabs the earth and rips this massive lump of rock out of the ground, but it's the bit he stood on, so it floats him up to eye height, and then all he does is use force powers to throw stuff at him. No lightsaber, no nothing, it's just force powers, and he just still stands there and does nothing because he's too crippled to be able to do all this
jumping
around.
Exactly, it was so ridiculous.
Because on the painting, he is literally sat cross-legged on this floating bit of rock, and someone's firing force lightning, and he's just catching it like that, and you can tell he's throwing something else.
What's the difference between force lightning and real lightning?
You force it.
Yeah.
How? With the force.
Yeah, you use your powers.
And what is this force? Oh, it's all about midichlorians in your cells.
Of course not. It's all about God. I'm only kidding.
Which in the Star Wars universe is George Lucas.
Yeah. You got the power of George Lucas in your vein.
Oh yeah! George Lucas has great ideas. Yeah, we'll see how it turns out.
He had lots of great ideas. The only one that he didn't have was called Phantom Menace and Jar Jar Binks.
And Clone Wars and the other
ones. I like
ones. I'll let him off for Empire Strikes Back. New Hope was alright. Return of the Jedi wasn't great.
Empire's the best one.
Yeah, definitely. The beginning bit where, you know, you just... For a 5-year-old kid, that is...
Snow bit.
That's the biggest influence in your life in the whole world. You want to see these epic machines.
Snow speeders going in.
And then get pwned.
In
your face, noobs.
But yeah, as I said about Mortal Kombat and DC Universe, they've shoved in so many content or characters that are there that once you've unlocked them all, if you wanted to, you could have just ignore all the DC ones and just play
Mortal Kombat,
and then you could ignore all the Mortal Kombat and then just play.
The thing is, though, I get
DC.
Liu Kang out and then I kill Superman and I say, look, I'm Liu Kang. I'm this guy who dropped out of my monastery to get angry, and then I got chucked in this tournament for some reason. You know what? Mortal Kombat is shit. Forget what I said about it.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Right, next up.
Oh yeah, we're going to have Chris talk. WoW. So that's why we left it. This is the last segment on the show. So if you don't give a shit about WoW, you can stop listening now.
Why would anyone not give a shit about that?
Because
this is what we're
going to
do now.
Flipping talk about.
Are we going to put Chris's segment at the end now so
yeah.
that he can just witter on and then people go, don't have to wait for the good stuff? At the,
yeah.
yeah,
I mean,
which
the thing is.
Good stuff? That is the good stuff.
I mean,
everyone's going to want to listen throughout the show just to listen to.
Shh, dudes, I'm
not
going to try
Warcraft
it.
World of Warcraft.
Do you two listen to any podcasts? Like. A lot
no.
of podcasts.
No.
What happens is you get about halfway through a podcast and then you just sort of zone out and you're not paying attention anymore.
No. And then suddenly they start talking about World of Warcraft and
you know
really
we had this thing
interest.
With a shop where you could buy a t-shirt and stuff. Maybe we should get those.
That's still up and running.
Maybe we should have Gamercast bibs for adults so that they can put them on so when they zone out halfway through or are dribbling on, they can just go and they don't ruin their t-shirt. They can just dribble onto this bibble dribble and they're like and then
Adam.
And then we go, we'll see you next week. Oh, good thing I wasn't driving.
Adam,
yeah,
we're not selling bibs.
Google, you know what a baby grow is?
No, we're not. No, we sell t-shirts.
Google do baby grows. You can buy baby grow from Google.
So, right, get on with it. Come on, we're now. We're at an hour now. Let's get moving. Some people have flipping work to do tonight.
Really is, and we have to take Hans to the Champions Hall.
That's only if Amelin's around.
She is.
Dude, get close to the microphone. Because the thing is, people listen to this. I'm the loudest, and then we have Adam, who's quiet until he does one of his loud bits, like he just did, and then we have this little voice in the background. My name's Chris. How are you doing? What are you doing? Adam.
I'm done now. Continue.
Alright, so now we can talk about World of Warcraft. Stop faffing around with your phones and...
We're allowed to faff around because mine, at least, is on airplane mode.
Right, anyway. As everyone knows... I have pre-ordered my collector's edition.
You texted me saying, can you please pre-order me one?
Why didn't you text me and let me know that they were available? I would have said pre-order me one as well.
Well, you know, I wasn't expecting us to like get an email down the next day telling us to stop, to be honest. But I'm stop doing pre-orders. I'm sure we'll get some more in, so don't worry. But I've already promised my copy to Catherine if she can't get one. So you're not out of it.
If she gets one, can I have your copy?
No. Well, yeah, if you can, maybe. It depends how much it is. Because you know what I'm like with
yeah.
the stupid... Because it's this
it'll
huge
probably,
box with loads of stuff, which I'll never look at.
Yeah, because most of it, I'm after it because I want the pet and I want the art book and I like the soundtrack.
Art book, meh, don't care, I'll never look at it.
I like the Warcraft
stuff. Soundtrack. I'll have the soundtrack.
I'll make your copy.
Adam?
You already listened to it on your computer anyway. I like to have the thing. I like to have the box.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like I get the CD out. It's
plus, you get a couple of packs of cards as well, and a mouse mat, and
yeah,
a couple of other bits as well. Yeah. But yeah. Right, basically, the, what's the D?
What? Carry on.
Stop playing with your phone.
He's playing Warcraft 2 on his phone.
Is Warcraft 2 available on your gay phone?
Right, anyway, Tuesday, with the new patch, as you all know, the achievement system is going to be released. So, what we thought we'd do on a weekly basis, in order to help people reach their achievements... Oi.
I'm not that kind of orc.
Is we thought we'd do like a weekly guide of dungeons and raids, so that people could fulfill their achievements.
Yeah, but are you
going to
be
on... So is
there
going to be a release of all these achievements, or do you... You know, say for instance, there's an achievement to raid Stormwind, for argument's sake. Will you only know that it's available because you and your mates are bored, and you're like, oh my god, I can't wait for Wrath to come out. What should we do? Oh, let's go raid Stormwind. Why? Oh, just for the sake of it, it'll be good. We'll video it and I'll show it on YouTube. Okay, raid Stormwind. Oh, you've just unlocked an achievement. Like, oh my god, you can unlock achievement for that. Or is it going to be like a list of to-do things and you're going
to
like...
It's an actually to-do things list.
Right, okay.
There's already a list on some of the Blizzard websites which tells you what some of the achievements will be.
Cool.
And there's different categories. There's like PvP achievements, then there's...
Well, hey...
Raiding achievements, there's...
Great.
Profession achievements.
I found a really silly one for the achievements that are automatically built in for Warhammer. I clicked on myself 100 times.
Oh yeah?
I kept clicking on my left... I think it was my right ear or my right shoulder trying to click to loot. That's the only thing I don't like about Warhammer.
Yeah, it's really difficult to flip and loot things.
You have to slide the camera around to the right to loot on something. And I kept thinking to myself, how the hell did I do this in Warhammer? Not in WoW, it's like I just clicked in WoW. I just like ran up to it, click. Is the perspective different in this game?
It's not that. I think the actual character box which registers to click is a lot bigger than in WoW.
Mm.
In WoW, I think if you've got a loot click, it had a bit of overlap.
I think the way that I play the game as well. I think I'm zoomed out more on
WoW
and still be able to play well. Unlike where you zoom out a bit on Warhammer,
you feel really far away.
Yeah, you feel that distance of, I should come a bit closer. So I think your character has taken up that space in the middle a bit too much of that visual area. You're thinking...
Right, well, basically what Chris is thinking is, every week, from next week onwards, assuming he's going to be around, is... He'll do
for people of the appropriate level to that dungeon.
Dude, we don't have like I'm only prepared to give you about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, you can't do every single level, and if you're level 36, you can go over here and do this, and you just have to do that, and then that. If you're level 37, you can go over there and do that, and that, because people will just be like, ooh.
No, they wouldn't. They'd be like, oh my god, this is World of Warcraft. It's amazing.
Okay, dude, everyone out there. Write in and let us know if you like Chris's idea, and that you'd be it will like wake you up and make you hyperactive while you listen to Chris, or if you'd be like just zoning out. Send us feedback, leave it on gamercast.net for episode 135, or just drop an email to feedback@gamercast.net. Carry on.
Yeah, or if people could just ask like, oh, how do we nuke that second boss of that dungeon in heroic mode? If you've done it and you know, blah blah blah, let us know. And we could just like go through step by step how to nuke a certain boss or something.
I know how to nuke a certain boss. Hunter's Mark. Aim shot. It's 7, 6, 5.
Maybe I should be a Hunter.
Maybe
it'd be
a
easier
4
for my
sometimes.
Gamepad with less buttons.
Maybe a 4, and then maybe a feign death, and then maybe a runaway and like slash yell, oh my god, tank, you suck.
Yeah, well anyway, it's just a thought, like to have some.
Well, if you're gonna do it, you're gonna do it properly. Okay.
Well, it's proper.
Well, not just and then you do that and then.
I like the idea because.
I like the idea, but it requires some preparation.
Yeah.
And I know you're a very busy man, which is why you seem to be around my house all the time.
Yes.
Like, I leave for work in the morning, I come back, he's here. And it's like, what? Where'd you come from?
Yeah.
It's really scary, man.
At least he's not in the wardrobe.
Well, no. Most of the time, he's sat there. The rest of the time, he's like walking around and maybe sat like in the front room, like looking at his WoW strategy guide for when he gets back up here to play WoW.
Yes.
It's like he just appears. It's like every time I come home from work, I'm ready to say, Hey, Chris.
But yeah, so there.
Much love. So, yeah, I like the idea, just for the fact it's a different aspect.
Dude, what did you just say?
You said you liked the idea.
Before that.
You said you liked the idea.
Before that.
You also much, said you liked the idea.
Much love.
Yeah. Just, no. No offense to you. You're not my type. Especially with your Mr. Man t-shirt on.
It's actually Mr. Cool.
Yeah, but it's from the Mr. Men, isn't it?
Mr. Yes. Cool. I have a red arrow.
It looks like a Union flag with a top hat.
It's Mr. Cool.
It's Mr. Cool. If you were cool, you'd look like that.
Yes.
Your face would be elongated and you'd have Union Jack.
I wouldn't have a body, I'd just be a head with arms and legs coming out of my head.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
No, it isn't. It's bad.
But,
trust me, it's not normal.
I like the idea just for the fact that it's from a different aspect. And it's from a
I like the idea in that, one, I don't have to do anything.
You can just sit there.
Chris does all the preparation because Chris knows about WoW. He's got like 50 dungeon companions and this and that, and you know, he's the hardcore. Me, I'm just casual. Yeah,
I flitter from there to there.
That 2,000 hours I put into WoW this week is just casual. No, seriously, I've put about 7 minutes into WoW this week.
Yeah, we need to put some more now to do our 5v5.
I put 56 minutes into Crisis this week.
God damn
it. I put 4 hours into Word this week. Right, anyway, is that it? You just wanted to make the announcement?
Yeah, I had to wait an hour to make the announcement.
Oh, well, we could have just recorded that and then put it at the end.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Damn you, damn you.
Right, any last announcements from you, Mr. Clough?
No.
Good?
I'm all good.
Are we good for next Sunday? Dude, why don't you just put your damn calendar online? Then I wouldn't have to ask all the time. Look, my calendar is good for Sunday after Sunday, 1500. Look, Samuelin's birthday. Are you making
a next 24th?
Yeah, dude.
It's Friday.
Just over 2 weeks. So, are you making an Amelin birthday cake?
No.
So you're on about the... We're back on 19th.
It's whatever next week is.
What's next week?
The 19th.
Okay. No, I'm just making sure because my calendar skips any days. There's nothing written into them. Yeah, I've got that. I'm staying over at Debs and Dave's in Bristol. So obviously, Sarah's aware I'm doing Gamecast, so she's probably set it up for. We're staying over Saturday night, so we'll be coming back some point Sunday. So yeah,
we're good.
We're good.
So that means Sunday. You can be here next Sunday. Otherwise, you have to be here Monday, which would be really inconsiderate because we try to do our 5v5s like Monday. So Sunday, cool. So you better get working, dude. You've got 10 minutes.
What dungeon are we doing next week?
Just up to you. We've got a 10-minute segment for you to fill. So it needs to be well structured. I need to have the show notes 24 hours in advance. Yeah.
Fine. I said mine half an hour before I walk up the hill.
But we need to do the dungeon.
Most of the time, it's me typing it in as we're doing the show. Oh, so you? This is what it's all about. You just want me to play more WoW. Hey, don't you
with
me? What about Kathleen, dude?
And me. This is going to be about level. Brindley.
I got two ins.
What level are you? What was that?
41.
41. 40. Dude, you're falling behind. Catch up. Right. Get Sarah on WoW. Recruit her. Get your triple experience. Sort it out. Right. Let's finish this damn episode. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. So we'll be back next Sunday. We will have Chris with his stupid WoW segment. We'll have Adam again. Any feedback can go to feedback at GamerCast.net or can be left on the blog at GamerCast.net. That is it for this week.
We will see you next week. Word.
Bye.